You've got to tell me about this bunny that glows. This art piece that this guy in Chicago did, a live bunny that now glows in the dark.
Well, actually,
we
not
don't
really
have to
in
talk about the art part of that. That's separate, I think. But let's talk about the glowing part, huh?
No, this person, Eduardo Kack, his name is. He's at the School of Art Institute in Chicago. He calls himself a transgenic artist.
You know, this begs a lot of ethical questions, which I don't think we can answer today. Why, you know, shouldn't anybody play around with genes, I guess, is the question. But how did he get the rabbit to glow?
It's using some standard molecular techniques. He basically implanted a gene that produces bioluminescence, or just a biologically produced
glow. Where did he
glow.
Implant the gene? He didn't paint it on the bunny, did he?
No, he took the gene from a jellyfish, which naturally glows this kind of a greenish color, and it does this with a protein that responds to blue light. If you shine blue or, I guess, ultraviolet light on this protein called GFP, or green fluorescing protein, it takes the blue light and re-releases it as a bright green, which we can see. Huh. And that's why these jellyfish glow green out in nature, too. So he takes the gene for this, which codes for the glowing protein, and he puts it in the DNA of a rabbit egg, basically, or embryo.
Mm-hmm.
So then the embryo develops normally, just kind of normal gene implantation technology. Well, this means now every cell in the rabbit's body
has this,
the ability to make this glowing protein. So it's an albino rabbit, so it's got white fur and pink eyes. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of natural pigment in it, so it looks like your normal, healthy, happy, friendly bunny.
It's just incredible to me.
Yeah. So it's an interesting concept, too. The idea of this transgenic artwork, this artist says he's doing it to challenge the idea of genetic purity, that you know, where are the boundaries of self and all this stuff? Because you can mix a jellyfish gene and a rabbit.
Does he have a different name for it? Does he call this rabbit something other than a rabbit?
Yeah, he has a name. It's called Alba, which translates to white, uh-huh. You know, which makes sense because the white word's Alba, the GFP bunny.
Now, would Alba pass this gene along to offspring?
Well, probably would, come to think of it. That's right, because I think Alba's a female. I'm not sure. If it's a female, her eggs would have the gene, too. That's true.
So we could
have glow-in-the-dark bunnies. That's
yeah.
Right. And then you could have glow-in-the-dark reindeer.
You could. You know, I suppose you could. So, and it's a natural process. I mean, not that the gene implantation is not natural, but...
Right. The whole
the jellyfish glows without gene implantation.
Oh, it's really common in nature, and it's non-toxic or anything like that. So, yeah, there are ethical problems, but it's not that the bunny is sick or anything like that. In fact, it's related in a way to what fireflies do, too. They're basically two systems in animals that do this glowing thing, and one is the firefly way, where you mix an enzyme and a protein and another thing, and it excites the protein, which then releases light.
And we do that with those little sticks that we get on 4th of July now in the dark,
glow-in-the-dark
things. You shake them up or you break them and they glow.
So it's a neat system. It doesn't even produce heat like a light bulb would. It's 98% light gets released, which is amazing.
That's pretty good.
And it doesn't hurt the organism. If it did release heat, it would cook the firefly. This GFP, the green fluorescent protein, is also common in nature, and it's basically associated with another protein that makes bluish light, and then that protein responds to the bluish light that's made in the organism's body and then releases it as green.
So do you think we can look forward to more glowing animals as art projects, or?
Yeah, apparently it's a whole new field of biological art, and it's going to raise some interesting ethical and artistic and scientific questions.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with Natural Sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org and Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605. Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.